You're listening to SBS News.
The youngest daughter of a Tamil couple facing deportation from Australia has been granted an injunction temporarily preventing her deportation to Sri Lanka before next Wednesday. The Australian-born two-year-old girl, her older sister and parents were in the process of being deported last night when a judge dramatically halted their removal. It's not yet clear what will happen to the other family members. The toddler's mother, Priya, has told SBS Radio's Tamil program the injunction has given her hope that the government might change its mind.
This decision gives us some relief. I don't know what else to say. I am still hopeful. People of Australia are very kind. They have humanitarian values. They will accept me as a refugee. They have showered our family with love for the past 17 months. I am very hopeful that their love will succeed one day soon.
The government says the family is being deported because the parents came to the country illegally and the conflict they were fleeing in Sri Lanka has now ended. But the parents fear they will be persecuted in the country over their links to the Tamil cause. In March last year, the family was flown to Perth and placed on a flight to Sri Lanka, but a last-minute legal intervention resulted in them being removed from the plane before it took off. The family's lawyer, Karina Ford, says she hopes common sense prevails and the girl is not separated from her family.
The youngest child was never part of the applications to the High Court or any further applications that have previously been run, and it's our view that that child needs their claims to be considered independently.
Priya and her husband, Nader Salingam, arrived in Australia separately with the aid of people smugglers in 2012 and 2013. The rest of Priya's family now lives in India. Priya says she witnessed her then-fiancé and five other men from her village burned alive before she fled, while Nader Salingam says his body still carries scars from a government bomb that exploded during the conflict. But the Sri Lankan government says it's now safe for Tamils to return. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton says not a single court in Australia has found in the couple's favour for them to remain.
I would like the family to accept that they are not refugees, that they're not owed protection by our country. They came here by boat and we've been very clear that they wouldn't stay. At the same time, we've been very compassionate about the number of people that we've brought in, including many families. But in this case, they've been found right to the High Court not to be refugees. There are something like 68 million people in the world who are not refugees, and we'll work with this family to help them resettle in Sri Lanka, as 1,500 people before them have done so.
Federal Attorney General Christian Porter says the government accepts residents from the town of Biloela, where the family lived and worked for 5 years, want the family to stay. But Mr. Porter has told Channel 9 the method in which people come to Australia and whether they meet the criteria for a protection visa was a more complicated matter. Supporters of the family have been vocal. This woman, outside the court in Melbourne, believes the family has been unfairly treated.
The treatment of this family really highlights some of the systemic problems in our refugee determination process. First, they were subjected to an unfair process called Fast Track, which is what 30,000 people who arrive by boat have been subjected to, which is not a reliable process for deciding who's owed protection obligations under the Refugee Convention.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.